Time for another favorite segment here on the morning show, Wet Nose Wednesday. James Atkins, do your thing. Here we go.
Natalie and Rex help you find your forever pets. Now on Wet Nose Wednesday.
Well, thanks to a Legacy Country Corner, Hancock County Dog Warden Mia is in. Good morning.
Good morning. How is everyone today?
A little hot, you know.
Yes, but it is very, very warm outside.
It is, yes. And so you brought a friend. Dwayne, yes. Little fella.
Yes, Dwayne is very large, is what Rex means by that. He weighs,
how much?
Yes, he weighs 96 pounds.
Oh, yeah.
He's mostly white and then has a few black spots on him around his face and his ears.
And the back of his, right as his tail begins.
Yes.
He's got almost, not quite a triangle of black or gray.
Yes, and he's currently maybe burping or sniffing, but we can't.
I heard a burp.
He's making interesting noises over there and like dog crawling across the Rex's floor. That's easier than walking, I guess.
I guess so. You know, in this heat, you gotta conserve your energy.
Yes, he's about 1 or 2 years old, and he is well behaved. He's housebroken, we believe. He's very clean in his kennel, and he's just very polite. He loves people.
Very friendly.
Yeah, very friendly guy, yeah. He's very curious. Right now I put a bandana on him. He's wearing a little blue scarf. I don't know if he likes it or not. He came in wearing a T-shirt.
I see.
Yeah, on our website if you see his pictures at www.hancockhumanesociety.com. You can go look at his pictures there, or you can look at WKXA's Facebook page later because they
We'll have the video up.
Yes, or here's YouTube. And you're in for a treat.
Dwayne, the big fella, is up for adoption. So how do we adopt Dwayne?
Yes, on our website at www.hancockhumanesociety.com. While you're looking at his pictures, there's also an adopt tab, and you can click that and fill out all of your information.
Okay.
And then, or you can come into the shelter and fill an application at the shelter as well if you're not too tech savvy or want to just come in person instead.
Right. Okay.
Yes.
Well, let's talk about we've got heat this week, and then you throw in the fireworks and how that affects our pets. What should we keep in mind?
Yes. Natalie was on earlier from an older video, and she was talking about how it might be best to keep your animals at home. I know it's fun to take them outside, but they feel safer at home during this time because that's what they know.
So fireworks could be going off any they've been going off, it seems, this past weekend.
If you lose your pet or you find a pet and we are not open, you can contact the police department or the sheriff's office, depending on where you're at with this dog. Mm-hmm. And we can, and they'll contact us, and we'll go pick the dogs up and get them safe until we can relocate them to their owners.
Right. Hancock County Dog Warden Mia in. Thanks to Legacy Country Corner Wet Nose Wednesday. And you've got something coming up, fundraiser called Fenders and Fur.
Yes, we're hosting a car show July 18th, and it starts at noon. The Humane Society closes at 3, but we'll be there until everybody clears out. So whenever the fun is over, there's going to be food trucks, and it's going to be a great time. There's going to be prizes for the cars that enter. It is $10 to enter for the car show, to enter a car. If you just want to come and spectate, that is free. You can come and spectate, look at all the cool cars, get some food from the food trucks if you wish. And we also will have some dogs there because it's at the shelter, and cats.
So, don't leave out the kitties.
Yes, we cannot forget about the kitties.
Fenders and Fur, July 18th. So, very good.
Yes, and there'll be 50-50 raffles and all kinds of fun.
Sure.
Yeah.
Hancock County Dog Warden Mia in with Dwayne, who's wandering the studio now. So all good. So let's get Dwayne adopted. Thanks for coming in, Mia.
Yes, thank you, guys.
Wet Nose Wednesday.